Thoughts and fears. What is it? Where am I? Grass in my mouth. Don't remember what happened. Why am I here? Tall grass around me. All green. So much sky above. It dazzles. I don't remember anything. Can't move. Why I can't move. Head hurts so much. And I can't move. Can't feel arms and legs. What the fuck happened? I lower eyes, struggling against the glare. My leg is down there. The right one, maybe. It's bent wrong. It shouldn't be like that. Crooked, stuck inside the bike wheel. Should be spokes there. Instead, there's a piece of the leg. Looks like the ankle. And shouldn't be there. The spokes are snapped. There's blood. A spoke stuck in the flesh, and blood drips out. I close my eyes. Deep breathe. I try again to move my head. My arms. My hands. My legs. Nothing moves. I'm paralyzed. A flash. I pedal downhill. There is a curve, a car drawing in to overtake. Brakes screeching. Something hits me hard, and I fly up. The bike flies with me. I clearly remember the flight moment, but not the fall. Was in the air and did a backflip. Then I don't remember anything else. Must have passed out. I don't move, though, and can't feel my legs. Try to look down again, the spoke still stuck in my ankle. The blood coming out, slowly now. I am into the frame, all twisted up. Next to my head, I feel the saddle. The pedal should be under me, on my back. Maybe it's in my back, and that's why I'm not moving. The spine's gone, maybe. Remember a movie some time ago where something like this happened. A guy broke his spine, crashing violently against a sharp rock. What movie was, I don't remember. Feel a sudden liquid warmth in my groin, piercing my pants. Head about to burst. Can't keep my eyes open. Still piercing my pants. Listening to a car rumble passing by. Driving away. I have to be calm. Calm. In a way, what's happening is ridiculous. Yesterday was the last working day after 44 years. Today, first day of my new life as a retiree. I stand here alone. Hurled to the ground, wet with blood and piss. No one can see me. No one knows I am behind this green wall, paralyzed from the head down. I stand here, don't know what to do. Two alternatives. Die here in a while, bleeding out, or, if someone finds me, I might make it to the hospital. Live for a few more years, maybe paralyzed. Bound to the mercy of those close to me. Nice prospects. A jackhammer drilling into my temples. Tum, tum, tum. I put a hand over my eyes to protect from the heat and the glare. Tum, tum, tum. I have to stay calm. For a few years now, images of death, of my death, would appear every now and then. I'm old, maybe it's a normal thing. Just that I never envisioned death this way. I imagined something further back in time, much further back. Serene and calm. I saw myself in bed, embraced by her, a chaste old couple, still body to body, my chest on her back, our legs still intertwined, as in the distant days of sexual passion. And I could imagine myself waking up late at night, feeling a sudden ache, heart slowing its beats, vision blurring, body losing strength with each passing moment. In my fantasies, however, I saw myself quiet, quietly coming to terms with death. One last weak embrace of love, and then goodbye. A truck has passed by now. There's nothing left on the road from the accident. Can it be? A piece of the bike or the car that slammed me here? I wouldn't want to die like this. Such a stupid, pointless death. I'd like a different ending. I'd like an ending with love. Please, just a bit of love. I have to remain calm.